energy convergence, generator of modernity, fireworks, and zero emission. There is a town near Mexico City called Zumpango, in addition to a lagoon that now serves as hydraulic regulation vessel. The site is currently in the development of fireworks. The artisans of Zumpango are all masters of the great art of pyrotechnics. The fireworks are used to celebrate deities such as the Virgin of Guadalupe, religious festivities, and especially in the celebration of Mexican national holiday. I remember then one occasion I observed how the fake gate of a church was transformed into a cascade of fire, and it seemed to me like a nuclear reactor sparkles to magnetize economic development, like a parody. And the word parody etymologically means parallel signaling. Precisely that parallel signaling intrinsically links the dangerous fireworks with the adventurous reactors in the United Kingdom, to mention a well-planned energy policy. So much so that Prime Minister Tony Blair, at the end of the last decade of the 20th century, took a leadership position on climate change. His national climate policy consisted of an energy review where experts concluded to push for a nuclear reactor program aimed at reducing carbon emissions by up to 25%. It shall be noted that energy is an important source of carbon-free electricity. However, its economic situation makes it an unattractive option for new carbon-free generation capacities, and in the year 2022, it's not possible to ensure the high water demand to ensure the calling of the reactors. One thing that is striking is that in the last decade of the last century, the UK has managed to reduce greenhouse gas emission level by as much as 20.5%, and even the emission reduction process for the United Kingdom manages to peak at 25% over a period from the 10 years. Of dangerous nuclear power is popular now. Nuclear power flutters among the high electric fruit, but there is always a but for nuclear, and it is carried to hydrogen molecules and one oxygen molecule. Nuclear fission power from the sun is a hope, but it is also causes skin cancer if exposed for too long in humans.